This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. An expedition to a remote part of Nepal was just about finished last month when the researchers met a local shepherd. He told them that long ago he had sought refuge from a storm in some cliffside caves, and in them he had seen wonders. The research team is back home now, and our colleague Alex Chadwick spoke with the leader.
He is Brott Coburn, a conservationist and climber and writer who lives in Jackson, Wyoming. Earlier this spring, he was leading an expedition for the Department of Archaeology of the Government of Nepal with support from the North Face Company. They were looking for signs of human habitation in the upper Mustang region of Nepal. This is about 160 miles northwest of the capital, Kathmandu. And then they ran into the shepherd.
Well, we were about to depart to return to Kathmandu, and a young man came through Lomantang, Mustang's capital city, and he said that he had overheard we were looking for old things. We were interested in the caves, and he talked about a cave that had some paintings in it where he had taken shelter when it was raining one afternoon when he was a young boy. And so the next day, he led us up to a ridge at about 14,000 feet, and it was late March at this point, and we had to cut steps in the ice to be able to get up there. And we found the ruins of a small hamlet, and almost by accident, we found a crumpled-in overhang. And we crawled in there, and we found a cave, basically, that was very precisely excavated. And on the back wall of the cave were these remarkable paintings.
These are paintings of what, and how big are they, and what do they show?
Well, the principal painting was a mural 25 feet wide with 55 panels on it. And these panels show a lineage of Tibetan masters in the Sakya tradition, a lineage meaning a series of great teachers who had given teachings from master to disciple.
You did take pictures there, Brott, and you've sent some of those to us. And I'll tell our listeners, go to npr.org and then click on Day to Day. You'll see pictures from this expedition. But please try to describe some of these panels for us, would you?
They're done in a very delicate style that is known to these great Newar masters of the Kathmandu Valley, that although they appear to be rendered in a two-dimensional fashion, and the longer you stand in them, in front of them, the more they seem to become three-dimensional. And you can almost feel the teaching coming out of the painting, or the devotion of the attendants in the painting who are typically, in most panels, giving offerings to the teacher that they're standing next to.
How old do you think these paintings are?
Well, these paintings appear to be 13th or 14th century.
Brott, do the archaeologists who were with you have any explanation for how these paintings might have been rendered on these cave walls? I mean, why were they there?
Well, the paintings were there in this particular cave, it seems, for the purpose of teaching and for imbuing religious knowledge. Just to the right of the mural is a niche, or what actually maybe a throne where the High Lama would have sat to give teachings to the nuns and the monks who lived in the small houses of the hamlet that surround the cave on this very, very steep hillside.
Well, what's going to happen to the cave and the paintings now?
The government of Nepal is working with the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, and they are planning to develop a plan to protect these sites, possibly restore or engage in a little bit of painting conservation and so on, so that the elements of this harsh area don't cause further erosion.
Brott Coburn, congratulations on your find, and thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Brott Coburn and his team have not told anyone, except the archaeologists for the government, the exact location of the find. They worry about looters. They are talking to various organizations about how it may be possible to preserve and protect the early paintings. For Day to Day, this is Alex Chadwick.